Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, May the 3rd, 2021. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM up over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere on Earth from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. We are streaming live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So welcome, everyone. We are glad that you are with us. Coming up this morning, we have a big show because we're talking about the winners from the Hawk Tank competition, which was held recently between Fort Lewis College and San Juan College. We've got some of the winners in our studio, some of the folks from both institutions of higher learning to talk about this and what it's all about. So that's coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. So we're glad that you are with us for that. Then, of course, later on this hour, about 8:50 a.m., I'll talk technology on our Monday reboot segment. That's Lewis Campbell. He'll be joining me at 8:50 a.m. this morning. Next hour, it's classical music, our classical music program, Roving with the Arts. Mick Hess is going to take us roving this morning. Music from Haydn on the program today after the news at 9 a.m., so we hope you'll join us for that as well. Don't forget, of course, in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, we invite you to connect with us on our other social media platform, which is Instagram as well. Let's talk about the weather, shall we? Outside right now, it's a cloudy morning so far, 50 degrees in Farmington with more on the weather. We check in with Rolando Yazzi from the CLEAR program here at San Juan College, our KSJE weather intern. Rolando, take it away.
All right. Good morning, Scott, and good morning, everybody tuning in right now this morning. Looks like we could have a nice week ahead. With that, let's take a look at your five-day forecast. For today, partly cloudy with a chance of rain showers, high of 64. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms in the evening that become clear later tonight, low 39. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 72. Tomorrow night, clear with a low of 42. Wednesday, very warm and sunny with a high of 78. Wednesday night, clear with a low of 44. Thursday, sunny and hot with a high of 85. Thursday night, clear with a low of 52. Friday, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 81. And for Friday night, crystal clear with a low of 50. I'm Rolando Yazzi reporting your five-day outlook on 90.9 KSJE.
All right, Rolando, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. That is Rolando Yazzi, our weather intern here on KSJE. And now let me introduce my guests who are joining me this morning again to talk about the Hawk Tank competition, which was recently completed between Fort Lewis College and San Juan College. We are joined via Zoom this morning. Eddie Rawlinson is here. He is the dean here at San Juan College of Business Information and Technology Department. Dean Rawlinson, always great to have you on the program. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us, Scott. We really appreciate this opportunity to talk about this year's Hawk Tank.
You bet. You bet. Great to have you with us. Also joining us this morning from the Fort Lewis College School of Business, the Dean of the School of Business, Steve Elias, is on the program as well. Good morning, Dean Elias.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having us.
You bet. And also Dr. Michael Valdez, Associate Professor of the Fort Lewis College School of Business. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks so much.
You bet. Let's start with the three of you talking with me a bit to remind our viewers and our audiences this morning about this Hawk Tank competition. This has been going on at Fort Lewis for a couple of years, but this year you reached out and brought in San Juan College into the fold and offered this opportunity to students here. And so give me a little bit of an idea of how that came about. Mr. Valdez, let's start with you.
Sure. This year, so it's our seventh Hawk Tank. Absolutely amazing year. How did this all come about? So originally Hawk Tank was created to give students an opportunity to take their business idea to the next level, whatever that is, and also connect them with the business community to help them get mentorships, help them really just actualize and really sort of figure out what they want to do with, let's say, their future and their business idea. As we've progressed, we've slowly expanded Hawk Tank to include local area high schools. And actually, as a function of that, we reached out to San Juan College and asked if they would like to take part. And really those conversations began with President Pendergrass. And then when Dean Rawlinson came on board at San Juan College, he's been our biggest fan and advocate and really drove this through San Juan College to get it up and running. And we're definitely really thankful to Dean Rawlinson. And so that's what we've done. We have an individual track. So San Juan College students compete against San Juan College students for $8,500 in cash prizes. And then the first place, the winner of San Juan College's track and Fort Lewis College's track compete for an additional $5,000 capital infusion for their business opportunity. So that's what Hawk Tank is all about.
Very good. Thank you for that. And Dean Rawlinson, let me bring you into the conversation about getting San Juan College on board, because I imagine you saw this as a great opportunity for San Juan College students.
Oh, it was, Scott. I was just really thrilled. Both Dr. Valdez and Dean Elias were incredibly supportive to help me get on board. But once we got going, it was a steamroller. So we really were excited about it. You know, it's one of those things where students sometimes, when I've taught, they ask, why am I taking this class? Well, this type of activity really takes the theory and the content out of the classroom and puts it to work. And that's an exciting thing that for me as a faculty member and as a dean, this is where we really support our students preparing as they transition with their certificates or their degrees from San Juan College to either go into the business world and or even to transfer to Fort Lewis College, because they're now equipped with a real world experience and hands-on. And so all of the hard work that the students did, all of our teams, I'm just so proud of them, both institutions. They worked hard. We had some incredible mentors that did workshops with them. So they really get that experience, that business world experience of everything that's involved in starting to get a business rolling. So it was a very exciting opportunity. It is actually connected with some other programs that we've already started talking about, and with local businesses to get our students involved even further. And then again, this is, as I said earlier, we're already starting to plan next year's Hawk Tank. And I think the excitement that we've generated this year at both institutions is just going to expand and grow this program even further. So it's a very, very worthwhile an endeavor. And I, again, can't thank Dr. Valdez and Dean Elias for inviting us to be part of it this year.
Very exciting. Well, we'll learn more about the teams that competed here in just a moment. Dean Elias, I do want to talk to you a little bit, because we've heard a little bit about the monetary portion of Hawk Tank. And again, maybe to state the obvious, this is really based on maybe the popular television show that folks may be familiar with, Shark Tank, which is a similar kind of business proposal TV program. But this has a lot more mentoring, as was mentioned, built in and help for these teams who are competing. But they do, like it on the TV show, get a chunk of cash at the end of it, don't they?
They do. That's right. We have $5,000 for the first place winners, $2,500 for second place, $1,000 for third place. And then with the San Juan College, Fort Lewis College track, the grand prize of an additional $5,000. So, you know, you got a team that came away with $10,000 in seed funds, which goes a long way. We've had several businesses over the years launch. Like Dean Rawlinson was saying, this is applied learning. This is experiential learning for students to take with them and use. And so they're not just putting together business plans and working with mentors so that when it's over, they can file it away if they want to. They can actually put these plans into action and launch their businesses and have some seed funding to help them do that. So we're very excited about that. And we'd like to see, we've had several businesses launch here. We've had a few that have actually already, believe it or not, been acquired. And we'd love to see the same thing happen in Farmington and onward and upward, just launching businesses and putting our students in a position to succeed and helping them with some seed funds along the way as well.
Very true. Well, and I want my college guests to know that whenever you mention the dollar amounts of the monetary prizes, my in-studio guests who are members of the winning team get really big smiles on their faces here.
That's
so
right.
That is not lost on them at all, and we're going to hear from them in just a moment. So that's a big part of this to make it actually be able to happen. Let's talk about the winners if we can. So this kind of took place throughout the spring, if I recall correctly, from the last time you gentlemen joined me on the show. And as we talked about, there was a lot of mentoring and training and workshops for all these teams before they made their final presentations, and the winners were announced just within the last week or so, correct?
Yes, correct.
That's right.
4th of April.
Very good. Well, excellent. Well, let's take a look at the winners, and we can kind of see a little bit about how that all came about. And we're showing kind of the list of winners from the FLC track. And Dean Elias or Dr. Valdez, do you want to talk about a little bit about these teams, first, second, and third?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to go for it, Dean Elias? Go for it.
You want me to go ahead? Okay. So third place, and we had a group of students put together a business plan that revolved around what was called the Parents Crash Kit, which if you think about a fanny pack that could be used as a sort of first aid kit and actually turns into a sling. So if you were injured in the spur of the moment, you could turn your fanny pack into a sling to support your arm. We had another plan called Z's Performance and Repair, which revolved around an automotive facility that worked on an off-road performance fabrication and repair of vehicles. And then I don't know, do you want me to steal the thunder of talking about our first place prize, or do you want to hold off on that?
No, go ahead. Let's talk about that.
Sure, yeah. First place went to ATSA Records, which is an indigenous-based company with the goal of increasing the presence of native or tribal content into the entertainment industry. And we're just proud of everyone who participated. We're proud of all of them, and they did a great job.
Indeed. Very, very exciting. Well, congratulations to all of them. And I want to talk a little bit more about the other tracks, too. We'll hold off on the San Juan College track. Dean Rawlinson, I'll come to you in just a moment. But the alumni track, and then there's the high school track to mention as well. And so, Dean Elias, do you want to continue, or Mr. Valdez, do you want to talk about those?
Go for it, Dean Elias.
Okay. So on the alumni track, which was also $5,000. A lot of $5,000 awards given away. The alumni track was also $5,000, and that went to a group of alumni whose company was called Off the Couch Media. And Off the Couch Media creates and sells digital content and resources for amateur and expert outdoorsmen who can build their outdoor-oriented skills.
Interesting. Okay, very good. And then the high school track. There were first, second, and third prizes there.
Sure. Do you want to take the high school track, Michael?
It's all you, Dean Elias. Doing great.
No $5,000 check there for the high school students, but a lot of scholarship funds, which is outstanding, and still some cash. The third place high school business was Solus from Farmington High School. It's a sustainable fashion company that's inclusive for all sizes. The second place prize was Top Choice, which went to a group of students from Bayfield High School. It's a experience creation app, which uses specifications to suggest a semi-random option for users to spend their time. This sounds complex to me. The things our high school students are coming up with is just amazing. And then the high school track first place prize went to Kenyon Coffee, group of students at Durango High School. Kenyon Coffee is a food and drink place that sells coffee, tea, smoothies, and pastries and the like, all from Kenya, Africa.
Very good. Well, and just the creativity behind these ideas and these plans, and of course, they had a lot more behind in their presentations, I know, than just the time we're giving to them this morning. So really, really fascinating, and thank you for sharing that. Dean Rawlinson, let me come to you now to put you in the spotlight to talk about the San Juan College track, and first, second, and third, if you wouldn't mind taking us through that.
Not at all. And first, I want to acknowledge all of our supporters out there, Fort Lewis and San Juan College Foundation, Swan Global Investments, and Four Corners Innovation, Inc., and many other folks that contributed to our funding for these prizes. We can't thank you enough. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge our judges, particularly in the final round on Saturday, Mr. Cliff Horace, Mr. John Byram, and Mr. Alan McCulloch. Thank you all so much. We can't thank you enough for your help and all those that attended on Saturday too. I know we had Chairman Razor of the Board of Trustees from San Juan College, and I know there our presidents and vice presidents and provosts were involved, and I'm sure there were board members from Fort Lewis there. We just want to thank all of you for your support. It's greatly appreciated. And the rest of our judges too in our first rounds and through the semester. It was just incredible. Well, I'm proud to announce that our third place winner, Mr. Aaron McMahon, was the team leader on that, and they won. The name of his company was Silver Sage Rotisserie, and they're about supplying that wonderful beverage that I'm sure a lot of you are having this morning, coffee, to businesses, and those of you that maybe drink hot tea as well, to get us all going. So congratulations to them. They were our third prize winner at $1,000. Our second place team was the Lunch Basket, led by team leader Juanita Montoya. And they're basically a food truck. So Lunch Basket is specializing in lunch sandwiches, breakfasts, and can do special events. So if you got some kind of special event out there or you're needing coffee at your business, please contact these fine folks. They're really, really doing a great job. They came in at second place at $2,500. And then again, I'm so proud to announce our first place winners and our grand prize winners of Zia Drone Operations. Team leader Wesley Bond, Mark Knight, and Joshua Bishop. Gentlemen, you did a great job. And they're providing all kinds of leading edge technology and drone services, everything from helping you if you have a real estate development area or homes you're trying to sell or an area, as well as agriculture and even our oil and gas industry. I'll let them tell you what they're planning, but they're going to be purchasing some very high tech equipment to expand their already excellent services and equipment they have. I will say they are all have received their FAA license, so they're drone operators, and I'm proud to say they did this by taking our drone course here at San Juan College, and so they're not only graduates of that program and working, but they put that class to work, and that's, again, where this real-world experience goes right to work in creating this. And I'll add one other thing, and they were our grand prize winner for $5,000 first place, and then the total $10,000, as Dean Elias mentioned earlier. One of the other things, not only does it help get our students, get their companies started, but you know, these are companies that will continue to grow in our communities, be able to hire employees. And so this is an economic development powerhouse that goes just beyond the competition and maybe the businesses. This is actually looking at increasing not only our businesses in our area, but our employment. So again, congratulations, gentlemen. I'm so proud of all of you and just excited to be here this morning. And again, a shout out and thanks to all of our team members. We look forward to you participating next year. And so that's all I have to say, Scott.
Wonderful.
For the team to now jump in there.
Yes, they've been waiting patiently for me to introduce them. But before we get, and we're almost there, gentlemen, but before we do that, they did submit a video for the competition that kind of talks and shows a lot about what you mentioned, Dean Rawlins, and I want to show that to our viewers who are joining us this morning, and then we'll introduce the team, the grand prize winning team here from the Hawk Tank competition. So let's take a look at this video here on KSJE.
I am Wes Bond, owner and founder.
I am Mark Knight, photography manager.
And I'm Josh Bishop, media manager.
We are Zia Drones Operations.
Our focus is to bring new life into our community with high quality aerial services and a focus on exceptional customer service. We value our community and look to create productive business partnerships to serve our clients with innovation and state-of-the-art drone technologies. Zia Drone Operations looks to create a new standard for drone services in our community by providing real estate, agricultural data and mapping, inspections, and special event aerial footage. Our team of certified Part 107 remote pilots was established from San Juan College Small Unmanned Aerial Systems. We started out as the first three students in the program, and together we've embarked on an exciting business opportunity.
And there you go. We have all three of the members of Zia Drone Operations with me here in the studio. Gentlemen, good morning. You've been waiting patiently.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Good morning. Josh, thanks, good to see you, too. So for our radio audience, let me introduce my guest. Josh Bishop is here, media manager. Mark Knight, the financial and photography manager. And Wes Bond, the founder and map analyst for Zia Drone Operations. So congratulations, again, gentlemen, and welcome to the program. And again, as you heard some of the accolades from the San Juan College and Fort Lewis College folks, give me some idea about this competition, I guess. Who had the idea to enter it? And then what were your feelings when they announced the winners?
Well, there's actually a fun story about how we went about
love
entering.
Fun stories. Go for it.
Well, it believe it or not, we were all gathered together and we decided we were going to have a business meeting. So we went down to the brewery and we were going to have some beers and talk about how we wanted to grow the business and make money. And Josh just so happened to be recording a Zoom event about Hawk Tank. And so he brought it up. The very next day, I got an email from Professor Valdez, and it was about entering into Hawk Tank. And me and Josh were working in the media service department, and I'm a student employee there. And I looked at Josh and I said, "We should do this. We should totally enter this. We got a shot." So it was the last day to submit. It was literally our last chance, almost down to the hour when we had to have it turned in, and we went for it. We just decided to turn it in. And then we followed up on all the workshops, and we went through all the resources, and it was a lot of work. There was a lot involved, and we just tried to use every resource at our disposal within our community, the college, friends and family, people that knew about business. We went for it, and we thought, you know, it, go big or go home. There's two things that could happen here. We either win, and we learn a bunch, or we lose and we still learn a bunch. So it was a win-win for us. We couldn't be more proud to represent San Juan College in this and be a part of this amazing opportunity. And we laughed. We look back and laugh about it, sitting there drinking some beers, thinking, how are we going to make money? And then here was this wonderful opportunity that just kind of fell in our lap. And we just couldn't be more proud to have been able to take this opportunity and all the resources.
Congratulations. Very, very good. And again, Mark, let me turn to you, Mark Knight, and ask you a little bit about anything that stands out that you learned during this whole competition with some of the workshops and things like that that you really weren't expecting maybe when you guys launched into this. And I use launch just because it's a good word to use with drone company.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yes. Actually, the thing I learned most about was my teammates. Each of them has a background that complements one another, and when we came together, that's how we were able to come up with our presentation, our idea, and, you know, Wes's background in GIS and a little bit of mine, but, man, he's got the software down, and he's ready to put this out there for all the businesses so we can actually grow this company and maybe here in the future actually start hiring new pilots, get them into the San Juan College drone program so we have qualified pilots that we can operate and be safe and follow all FAA regulations.
Right. This is such a new field, I think, too. There's a lot. I think you guys are going to come back for a show that we can talk about mm-hmm. the new field of drone operations and this degree program and things like that, because it really is something that really wasn't around 5 years ago, if even that, right? And so, Josh Bishop, let me turn to you a little bit, too, about, you know, the video, I think, has your fingerprints on it,
right,
that we just saw, because you're very talented in media and all of those things. And as the gentleman mentioned, as Wes mentioned, you were shooting a video about Hawk Tank, and so it just kind of grew in from I guess, from that, huh?
Right, yeah, absolutely. It was a... actually recording the Zoom meeting for Danny Rawlinson and
right,
mentioning about Hawk Tank. And as said, Wes said, we kind of got together later and I was like, you know, I did hear about this really cool program that they're doing, so I thought we'd give it a shot. But the video was really good. It was really fun to enter that video. It was like, I don't know, with putting most of the technology that we've learned to use and just kind of how we develop drone technologies and just kind of
what they could be used for.
Right.
Correct. Yeah, which is fascinating to me. And so let me ask you all three, too, about the program here at San Juan College, because that's another part that you were all in together, right? You were students in this new drone operations program. You're now all certified and licensed, I think, right? Is that the correct term?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
For this type of work, correct? And this is a growing field in the country. And so your business is kind of keyed into that of what uses it could be for, and we think we saw it in the video a little bit, farming, agriculture, real estate, oil field, maybe some other things I'm not even thinking about, but it's a growth industry, I would think, is it?
Yes, yeah. Drones are, they're expected to just grow and grow and grow. I mean, Amazon and UPS are talking about trying to do deliveries.
I'm waiting for my first pizza drone delivery.
Right?
I'm waiting. Yes.
Yes, yes, me too. Just bring it right to your back door and
drop
set it right
down
on the table.
I'm
don't
ready
to,
for
you
it.
You don't do nothing. Just swipe the card on the side.
That's me, exactly. But anyway, yes.
Yeah,
what else?
No, they're just growing. And so what that means for Zia Drones is there's not a lot like us in our particular area. And, you know, Farmington, it's a big, small city, if that is the right way to describe
right,
it.
But sure.
So larger cities kind of... They're already doing some of this, and some of that will trickle down effect will come to Farmington. So we want to be in the community established when that hits us. And how that works for like the drone deliveries is you're still going to have a hub or have a pilot or people that know the software and can operate the drones flying around. And that's great for us because then we'll be working on all of our techniques and be able to jump into that when big, big corporate companies come into our area with the deliveries. For agricultural and data mapping, NAPI's huge. They're probably the biggest one we have in our area. And then there's a lot of other local farmers. And we want to be able to work with both big and small businesses in the mapping fields and the agricultural fields. We think that... if we show them how drones are working now, I mean, we have automated tractors that do, you plug in GIS software. In fact, I can geek out on a bunch of drone stuff here, but if you put Pix4D has the capabilities of you to, for example, take a section of a map, know how much fertilizer is going to be needed in that particular map. It analyzes what part of the crops are good, and you can program that into your tractor. Well, you can also program it to a drone, and a drone can give that information to the tractor. So with all the advances in technology, drones are they're the new thing. They're going places. And it just there's so many different fields that it can be applied to. Inspection, fire and safety, man, the list goes on and on.
Lots and lots. And from hearing you describe it, it sounds to me like it's a lot faster than maybe the old system of having to actually walk around in the field and take a look at the observations and what's going on instead of flying a drone over what we're talking about.
Yes, it's much faster. So in the, I don't want to say old days, but before there was a lot of technology really in farming.
Let's
2018.
Say.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Good old days.
You know, a farmer would have to go through that whole field. And if let's say they had 150 acres of corn, well, the corn is, I can't see over corn, you know, so you have to walk up and down each row and you could lose a bunch of your crop. Well, the drone can fly over and can pick up the reflectance given off by the healthy vegetation and tell you precision right where your problem is. So say you have that 150 acres and you have row 6 and 7 need a little help. Well, you don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to hit the whole field, hire a plane to come and hit it with the fertilizer, or you buy the tractors or rent the tractors that are tall enough to drive. The drone can go in there and tell you where you need to go. You go in that one row or two rows or wherever you need to isolate the problem, and it saves you time, money for the farmer, because, man, we know farming's not an easy lifestyle. I mean, they're from sun up to sun down working. So if we can save them a little time and a little money, why not?
There you go. Very good. Well, Thank you very much for being here, gentlemen, this morning. Congratulations yet again.
Thank you.
Let me turn back to my guests from the colleges, Fort Lewis and San Juan College. And again, I'm sure, gentlemen, you can hear the excitement in these guys' voices from the winning team of they're ready to get to work. And I guess that's what Hawk Tank is all about, right? To get these businesses, give them a little bit of pocket money to invest and get going. And talk to me about that, Dr. Valdez. This is what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Zia Drones is a great example of what it's all about. As Dean Rawlinson talked about, it's all about taking your idea, taking your learning, and doing something with it, right? And Hawk Tank provides that mechanism. Like Zia Drones was talking about, we provide the workshops, we provide the mentors, and yes, it is a lot of work. Yes, it is a challenge. But I think that's what's really a cool thing about our students at San Juan College and at Fort Lewis College is they're up for the challenge. And they are learning real-world tools and skills that our communities need, right? I think that's also what Zia Drones highlights is they saw a problem, they saw a need, and they took their learning in order to sort of come up with a solution. And Hawk Tank's a vehicle so they can actually take it to the next level. So absolutely. And Zia Drones, they did their institution proud of San Juan College. They did me proud as a co-director of Hawk Tank. They did their family proud, their community proud. It was amazing. Their videos, their business plan, everything was polished. It was tight. I'm just extremely proud of them, as well as all participants, but I'm very proud of Zia Drones and what they brought to the table, and they are definitely set up for success.
Very good. Thank you very much, Dean Rawlinson. Let me ask you a final thought here about this team from San Juan College. I think your shirt buttons may be popping a little bit in pride because our institution is presented at this competition very well, by the way.
Oh, you bet, Scott. And I have to make a correction. I need some of Aaron's rotisserie coffee this morning. Team leader for our second place team was Jacqueline Montoya. So contact Jacqueline for her lunch basket. And again, Aaron for some of that coffee. Well, I am so proud of these guys. They worked really hard. Students, everybody listening out there, don't wait last to the last minute. It paid off. Start preparing now. Like I said, we're already planning next year. But it does take a lot of hard work, and these guys worked really hard. They reached out to some of us here at the school, got input, got feedback, and, you know, that's what it takes. They're reaching out to folks that they, felt they had trust in and could get some of that and information to help them get to where that polished presentation was. And, again, I was very proud of them. And gentlemen, just congratulations. Like I said, I'll be getting in touch with you. There's some more opportunities for all of our teams coming up. And again, I want to thank Dr. Pendergrass, Executive Vice President Edward Desplas, and my direct boss, Dr. Adrian Forget, for their support, for not only all of our team members and students, but for thanking our faculty too that were involved in their support to me in this process. It's just been a great experience, and again, Wes, Mark, and Josh, you did a fantastic job, gentlemen. We look forward for more from you in the future. So all of you, again, I'm going to put a plug in for that drone operations course. Get in there, learn how to do this, get your license, and get a job with these guys, because I have a feeling they are going to skyrocket in the area and just take off. So again, no pun intended, but it goes with the drone. So.
I started it.
Thank you again, Scott. We appreciate all your support.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you, Dean. Good to have you on the program, of course. And final thoughts, Dean Elias from Fort Lewis College. Let me come back to you again about maybe plans for next year. As Dean Rawlinson said, you're already talking about 2022 Hawk Tank competition. So this will continue. I imagine you can always use the support of the business community in all communities, right, in Farmington and Durango and in between.
Absolutely. Yeah, great point. Farmington has a phenomenal business community. Durango has a fabulous business community. Dean Rawlinson talked about all the great sponsors we have, and I think Dr. Valdez would agree, we can't make this work without the help of the business community. The mentors, the sponsorship, the support we receive is outstanding. And I'll just say we're excited about next year, but how exciting is that you have that team in Zia Drones who are just passionate about what they're doing, and we're able to make their lives just a little bit easier and helping them with some funding to take things hopefully to the next level. That's what it's about. It, you know, we're, if we could do this again next year and have another team that's just as passionate and wins and can use those funds to take things up a notch, that's amazing. So we're excited about that. Dean Rawlinson alluded to it earlier. This is one of many opportunities for San Juan College and Fort Lewis College to partner, and we're excited. Things are looking great for the future for our two institutions.
Wonderful. Well, it's been great to have you all on the program with me this morning. Again, Zia Drone Operations. Gentlemen, congratulations, and thank you for being here, everybody.
Thank you, Scott.
You're very
welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I would add that just utilize all your resources. If you're out there and you want to participate in next year's Hawk Tank, use your resources. The community has so many, and the deans and the teachers and everybody here, they've just backed us so much. I can't say enough thank yous to San Juan College and Fort Lewis College and all the resources that they offered us. I know I started with how we decided to do it in kind of that fun way, which is the truth. We were doing at the bar talking about making money.
Sure.
But once it got real, we spent a lot of time, a lot of late night Zooms and building our PowerPoints and going over our business numbers. And we utilized all the resources that we had in our disposal. And San Juan College and Fort Lewis College and all the students out there listening, take the time, hit up all the resources you can. This is a great community to be a part of, and we're very proud that we were able to represent both San Juan College and Fort Lewis College in this event. It was fun.
Right.
It was a good time.
Very
just
good.
Thank you again.
Awesome. Well, congratulations again to you and again to the deans and the business instructor again, Dr. Valdez. Thank you for joining me, Dean Elias, Dean Rawlinson. Again, all of you, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you all very much. Good to have you on the show, everyone. Thank you.
Great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Everyone. Thank you very much. This is KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.